This is Russ Thenpree, Dover. Russ, after a pretty turbulent 12 months, do you feel that the club's sort of heading in the right direction again now?
Yeah, I think so. We've got a good group this year. Good spirit's good. Players are good. And so far I think we've got to be fairly happy, although we're not satisfied. But like you said, yeah, it was a tough baptism for me to come into. But it's all learning, and I'm enjoying it, I'm loving it. And the boys this year have been a credit to themselves, to the club. And we just got to kick on, keep going, really.
Yeah, I suppose the key now is to go on another run, isn't it?
You've got to get straight back on it. Can't afford to let things drift because teams will get away from us. So we can't afford to let things drift and be satisfied with what we've got. Even when we're performing well, I think we've still got to, produce and sort things out and make sure that things can be better. And it's just about giving the players ideas and options and, then putting into practice.
What do you feel is the biggest thing you actually learnt in the last year?
Good question. You've done me on that one. There's loads of things, really. I just think that, initially it's obviously the step up from youth to senior level. It's uncomfortable. That's not a problem there. So it's out on the training pitch wise, it's fine. No problems there. Dealing with players, obviously, you've got the intricacies of that. The manager's got all that more than me at the minute, but certainly bounce off each other with that. So it's just, tactically wise, formation, team play wise, I'm pretty okay with most of it, but obviously still always learning. And it's mainly, the management of everybody, really, I would say. Keeping the good group. It's obviously tougher last year because, didn't have as good a group as this year. But it's just about keeping on top of it as well.
And this weekend, Dover, your old club. And I suppose Cheltenham possibly owe them as a club from last year in the FA Cup. But, you were still involved with the youth team at the time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was previous manager's first or second game, wasn't it? It was a bit of a shame we went out. Was it the second round last year?
Second.
So, you had a potential lucrative third round tie coming up. But, it was a good club, Dover, for me. 5 years I had there. Had a lot of success as well. We got promoted from the Southern Premier to the conference, and it was handy while I was doing my teaching degree to play at that standard and keep myself in. And the manager was there, still the same, Chris Kinnear. Good bloke, Chris, good manager. Knows his players and has always put together good sides wherever he's been. So we know what to expect from them. And it's a club that's obviously local to where I'm from originally. So I always keep a little bit of a tab on them. And they've done well this year. They've started all right. So we've got to, perform. They'll be a tough side, which they were last year, weren't they, in the Cup. I think we sort of played into hands a little bit. But we'll certainly be trying to get one over on them.
And they've just signed Toby Ajala, who was here on loan, and obviously they've got Jeff Goulding as well.
Yeah, Toby was only here for a month or so when I don't think he played, but not really seen too much of him. He's a winger-type player. And Jeff done all right here at times. I don't think he's probably fulfilled his talent that he has actually got. But they've got some good players. They're pretty tight at the back and they can nick a goal or two.
And they have a lot of shots, both on and off target. I think they top the conference stats for that.
They can play direct and they can, get it down. So they've got a bit of a mixed bag in there. And there's certainly two or three players that we've got to be aware of, which we'll be putting over to the boys. But it's another one. We're at home. It's our territory. We've got to dictate to the opposition how we play. And if we do, we'll give all teams in this league a tough game.
And actually, how much have you sort of been able to keep an eye on Dover over the years? Because geographically, they're so far away.
It's obviously quite a way away. I know that because my mum's down there. It takes me 3 hours and it took me 5 hours the other week to get home from Folkestone. So it's, but obviously with things nowadays, you, you, there's so much more information about. I've always kept tabs on them, and like I said, it's a good club, probably where they deserve to be. They've got a good fan base, and with Chris in charge, they'll always have a good. They'll always make a good fist of things. I know Jim Parment as well, the chairman. He was one of the directors at the time, so he's a very determined guy who won't suffer fools. So, I'm thinking Chris, he's got a good man. So they've done well over the years, and they've got back to, they had a slip out for a while, didn't they? Dropped down a league or two, but they've got themselves back in and did well last year, went on a great run, and ended up just mid-table, just outside the playoffs.
Gotcha. Thank you, good luck.
Russ, you mentioned you played for Chris. It would have been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah.
Can you take any of that into Saturday, knowing what he's going to be about? Or is it just too long ago?
Yeah, well, I know how they like to play. I know how Chris likes to set his teams up. Obviously, he can change every time, but I know generally what he likes to do. Players change, but I think he still likes to keep a similar sort of style of play and formation. So, but he's always put good teams together. And I don't think Saturday would be any different.
Yeah, cast your mind back a bit closer to time, 16 years ago. Russian and Diamonds had a flying start like Forest Green had. Have you been using that sort of experience to tell the boys, look, it's not over in the first 7-8 games of the season?
Well, I think everyone knows that. There's still loads of points. The from last Saturday we were a bit down on the bus and we sort of said, well, let's get back on it. We can't afford to... think about things too much from the past, and just final. The icing on the cake was all that was missing, I think, Saturday. Just that little final third bit of intricacy we needed, which would have opened them up. But so there's lots of things to play for, lots of points. I couldn't remember that Forest Green went, Rushton went that far and beat them in the league the time we went up. It's what happens over 46 games, isn't it? Not what happens over 8. I'm sure Forest Green will still be up and around it. How far ahead or whether they'll be back in the pack, who knows? We've just got to worry about ourselves and get ourselves in order, and we'll be in and around it, I'm pretty sure.
So you're not doing the old Uncle Albert during the 99 season?
During the war. I'm not quite that old, yeah. But quality show, that, by the way. No, not really. We haven't done it yet. You obviously, if things come to your mind, and you'll bring them up from what's happened before, certain instances have. So you can use that little bit of experience. But we'll just concentrate on ourselves. And we've got a good group here, so we've got to be confident of performing well in every game and seeing where it takes us.
Funny, you've got to be quite happy with the way that the side of scoring from set pieces this year. That was obviously something, probably the last time since you were in the side that they've been a real threat. Jack Munsey's deliveries and
good. We've got good deliveries. Even if Munsey comes off, we've got people like Rowie and Acer, and we've got good delivery. Stores can hit a free kick, and he keeps training hard like David Beckham. He's going to do all right on them. And we've got people that attack the ball. We've got Pelly, who's with his height. You got Downs, he's scored a few already. Pars as well, has it got a few. Wright is a strong lad in and around there. Morgs can nick a few, so we've got some good good people there, so shouldn't be putting that on, really.
But it's all about the delivery, isn't it?
It doesn't matter who you got in there. If you don't put the delivery on, then it's going to fall short straight away. I'd like to give Munsey a few little bits of advice now and then. He's a good player himself, so he knows what to do.
Excellent. Cheers.
All right.